that is to provide you, the listeners and participants, a general discussion forum for discussing all the topics related to radio monitoring hobby. And it's everything on any frequency you like, except for amateur radio. And that's because you can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week, except on this matter. So we're going to talk about who's going to be found in the carrier's frequencies, what is used, what information has come out, what's coming down the line as far as future technology and features, anything to help make this part of the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. As basic rep, you should be using any computer of the NQROW link system that is closest to its list. And to find that list, go to www.nqrow.net. The reason why we say that is that use the one closest to you, so you have a better chance of being heard clearly. As you're checking in, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions you want to share with everyone else. If when you're checking in, you don't have any traffic, please say no traffic after your call sign. This way we know to move on to the next person. For those who are not able to get into the repeater for whatever reason, they're not licensed yet, they have problems with their equipment, they're too far away, you can still participate by using email. And the email account for this net is nyexa@yahoo.com. So we're going to pause for a little bit, stand by for people to check in, and we ask that everybody please space it out so we don't have people stepping on each other. This is N2NLB.
N2NLB. This is W2LIE. No traffic.
N2NLV. This is Whiskey 2 Golf Oscar Delta. Stephen Queens, no traffic.
Kilo 2.
The dog into the park. Are you hearing me now?
Losers! Losers!
Yeah, no problem, Gordon. No problem at all.
Was that first I would be gone for 3 weeks. We're going on a cruise. I had hoped to take the scanner with me on the cruise and monitor the marine bands, only to learn that scanners are illegal in both Greece and Turkey. What I am going to take is my HT, which is legal because of an agreement between U.S. and most of the European countries, but I'm not supposed to be transmitting on ship, but at least I'll be able to use that to listen to marine traffic.
Yep, that's one way to handle it, Gordon. Good move.
Losers! Losers!
All right, I'll be monitoring. I'm in the park with my dog and a lot of other dogs, and I can keep an eye on monitoring.
Losers!
Yeah, not a problem, Quinn. And, yeah, good luck on the trip. Alright, anyone at LV? Hi, Bob. You got it next. That's what I'll be.
Everybody just took one of these stations in the New York market on October 28th.
and said that VCR is going about 10 minutes prior to 10 minutes after. We can see actually what happened. But again, this is only for the over-the-air broadcast. You should not see any changes whatsoever on your cable and satellite delivery relay of these broadcast stations. Alright, so just looking at those who are picking up these stations by the top antenna or rapid antenna, and that would really be an interesting thing to see happen. In addition to that, the speculation of whether they're going to have an old television color and pattern generation that we used to see when we were kids, when the station shut down at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, if they're actually going to have that on February 17th. As they cut the analog transmission to 4720 over digits. So the times are quite interesting. And, those of us who are technically oriented can understand what's going on, and those who aren't certainly feel welcome to ask as many questions as they want. And what will be? Coming across my desk on a regular basis is the World Radio Network, WRN, newsletter. On a weekly basis, it comes across and lets us know what programming is coming up in the following week. Unfortunately, the WRN newsletter comes out on Thursdays, which is the day after this net, and it's basically useless by the time this net comes along. So the only thing I can suggest is for people to go to WRN.org and sign up for their newsletter. Now, you can listen to the World Radio Network. They have one feed that is just in English for North America. And you can tune into it by many different means, including on satellite. There's the Galaxy 25 satellite on KU-band. You can pick up the audio stream there. You can also pick it up on Sirius satellite radio on channel 140. Go to channel 140 and you hear the World Radio Network. Of course, it is possible for it to be preempted for sporting events in the evening and Saturday during the daytime. So just be aware that is possible. If you have a KU-band satellite, especially if you have one of those free-to-air systems, point to the Galaxy 25 transponder 27, which is at 97 degrees west longitude. The frequency of transponder 27 is 12.177 gigahertz using a vertical polarization. Okay, when you connect to that, choose the audio channel WRNI, Whiskey Romeo November India, English, and the service ID is 13. Best person to comment on this is NI2O, Mark, who actually has a satellite pointed to this, has a dish pointed to this satellite and receives it on a regular basis. And of course, if you're one of those people with iPods and you want to pick up their podcast, you can do that by go to wrn.org/podcasting and pick which program and service you'd like to have downloaded into your portable player. They have, in their English language stream, many different broadcasts around the world, going from Australia, New Zealand, Moscow, Ireland, Copenhagen, Denmark, Sweden, France, all the different stations have a different slot during the day so they can pick up the different broadcasts. This is extremely useful if you are unable to get to your shortwave radio, or you're in an area where you're not allowed to put up an antenna to effectively receive shortwave radio broadcasts, especially just this day. So, alternatives are out there. We'll get to you as we find them and as we find them useful. But, listen in and let us know what you hear. So there are quite a many different range of broadcasts out there that will appease all sorts of different tastes, with news, music, public affairs programming, language lessons, and all sorts of different things. will stand by for additional check-ins. We're going to have a short net tonight. And, of course, I know the World Series is on, so that's siphoning away people. But it has to be understood this time of year. All right, any additional check-ins? This is N-20 of the show wave, scanner, listen to that.
Flexible, and that's a good thing that there are so many other repeaters connected.
connected on the system that if one particular one is having a problem, we can switch over to another one and still get in. So, it's, you know, as I say, go with the flow. That's what I'll be.
Alright, catch you later, and one will be out.